Hey, welcome to Long Distance Sisters.
I'm Tori.
I'm McKenna.
And I'm Serena.
Come chat with us while we're far apart.
Okay, let's get started.
Come on, can someone begin, please?
Tori, you are about to put more in your mouth. Hello. Hello, hello. And welcome back to the Three Sisters. Oh, wait, no. Long Distance Sisters podcast. It's been a minute, but we're here. I mean, it has been a minute for you guys, just us.
Yeah.
But we're back.
Yeah, we took a break so we, especially Tori, would have time to prepare for today. For her wedding, which we're talking about today. There you go.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah, I got married.
Woohoo!
It's weird.
It is weird. I was like, oh, I have a married sister now. That's weird.
No!
No! If anything, it's just like, was over so fast for all that planning that you did.
Yeah. So fast.
So fast. Well, oh, so I have my Tori's wedding notes up. So I want to see what I wrote. Bill's speech with Taylor Swift and Gilmore Girls quotes. No Taylor Swift quotes, but it did have some Gilmore Girls ones. Oh, order everyone their Starbucks orders on the day of the wedding. But then there was a coffee cart at the wedding. And so I was like, I don't need to be like that maid of honor, you know? Like I was like, gonna like surprise everyone and be like, I have this for you, I have this for you. Ah! What were your favorite parts? The parts that stand out to you the most?
The ceremony went very well.
No, it didn't.
I mean, it did, though.
But it, like, the way it, like...
We had wind, but...
Well, the funny things that happened during the ceremony just made it, like, more perfect, I think.
Yeah, like, less tension in the air.
Yes. Well, and then people kept being like, oh, it's a shotgun wedding.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so someone... Not anyone associated with the venue, but someone in the local area was like having target practice during the ceremony. So we just had intermittent shotgun.
They always came when someone was like pausing or like between people speaking.
Yes, they were well timed.
As if they could like hear it and were like, now.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't wait. It's a short ceremony.
Yeah. I'm sure they had no idea. And then we had some wind, and so it was blowing, like, my little drape thing around. Like, we had an arch drapery, creating an arch in the tree behind us. So that was kind of blowing around, but our best man stepped up and held it.
Yeah, and you had, like, a group of people standing around when you were trying to light the unity candle.
Yeah, the wind was making it difficult to light our unity candle, but it did light, but we had to have some of the groomsmen come up and block the wind, so people didn't really get to see it, only us. But
and your best man burned himself.
Yeah, my man of honor.
Man of honor. Well, he was okay. Same thing, but
he said it didn't really hurt, like, too much. I know, but I mean, overall though, the ceremony went fine.
Yeah,
because like you don't really ever practice it, so it went well. I mean, everyone kept saying that everyone was crying, so that's a good sign of a good ceremony.
Well, I thought the cell phone thing you guys did at the beginning was very smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
too.
We're like, you. Efficient announced that we wanted an unplugged ceremony, and then he said, like, I'll give you 30 seconds to take a photo and then put your phone away, and then he stepped out of the way so people could take a photo of us. And I didn't really see too many people actually taking photos.
There definitely were.
I did.
I haven't seen any photos from that moment, so
but so many people know that, like, they will get the photos at some point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. But the people who don't know are like the grandmas, and they're just like, it goes right up.
Want it now. Want on their phone now. It's also on their Facebook.
Yeah.
For anyone else.
It was all right. and everyone listened to the announcement. Although now I'm kind of like, I regret not asking someone like Carly or something to film on their
Really?
phone. Just because, like, I didn't get to watch you guys like walk in or anything. Like, anyway.
What I missed was Nate's little bit, like standing in the line and then being like, "Oh, I'm supposed to
Yeah, I don't think we really rehearsed who was gonna do that. But it's okay. It kind of, people did it, so it was fine.
there."
I think like Kevin maybe like kind of turned around and was like
Yeah. Let's go.
but yeah, so that the ceremony was memorable. And then the sister dance that I surprised you guys with, super memorable. It was so good.
Trina's shaking her head because she was
All of
crying so hard.
our listeners
No,
by
it
now know that we love Gilmore Girls, and so I surprised McKenna and Serena by having the DJ play the theme song to Gilmore Girls, "Where You Lead, I Will Follow." And the three of us
wasn't.
danced and had a moment, and we all sobbed through the entirety of the song.
Why?
I've seen only like one picture of it, and like I think McKenna's face is the only face visible, and she's just like and just red. Serena's face
Why?
was so red
Why?
too.
She
It
like
was
why
so
does that
good though.
happen
It was so good.
to me? Why does that
And then just like
happen?
dancing all night with everyone was
Why?
so fun. And it went
All
fast.
night. No break.
I took
Fantastic.
breaks.
I took no break. I think I
Wow,
took
I didn't
one
even
break. I
know
wish it
that.
had been like 2 hours more of dancing.
We all took a break
Yeah.
for cake.
Yeah, I guess we had
Yeah.
cake, but that was like a
Tori
short break.
barely. Tori like did the threw the food in
I
Kevin's mouth and then
only,
went back to the
yeah,
dance floor.
that was my only bite. But yeah, how about you guys? If it's different
McKenna.
from what I said.
I mean, the sister dance, of course.
Oh, and your toast. All the toasts, really, but especially you guys. Oh my gosh. They came out wearing my prom dress. Well, my prom dress and my sweet 16 dress. And
Yes,
they had a
had
whole little
to.
bit.
We
And
had a
it
bit.
was
It's fun. It's fun to do the
yeah.
bit.
Now
Yeah,
everyone knows that the
it's
butlers are just wild.
that we keep dresses for like 15 years.
Yes. They were literally like, my parents would never.
They're like, "Is your prom dress at your mom's house?" And I was like, "Yeah, haven't worn it since, but yeah, it's there."
And most
Oh,
who said that? What? I feel like they
it
talked to
must have
their
been
Anna and
prom.
stuff about it.
It was yeah, it was someone in the wedding party. I was like, "Yeah, I still
Yeah,
have
but
it." Yeah.
I mean, you're not as far out from high school as most of them either.
No, but like I was like, we all kept ours.
Yeah, and we have
I
like
thought that was
dance
normal.
outfits and everything. So Serena and I, we did it like as a surprise. So like we had sheets covering it, covering the dresses, and they were like short dresses, so they were easier to hide. But we had multiple people come up to us and tell us they thought we were naked under them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
Or like wearing
why
a
would we
bathing
do
suit.
that?
I don't know.
Why would we do that? That's disgusting. What?
But we
Oh,
couldn't
Nana was
see your
there.
like straps either. We just saw chest
Oh, yeah.
and
McKenna had straps,
yeah,
but
but
he
I just
covered
couldn't
that.
see them, I guess.
Oh, I guess.
You know, we finished it with like, "We love you, you idiots. Super cool party people bid you super cool adieu."
It was so hard to say that, but I
But
did
you did it, and you said
it.
it pretty clearly. I'm impressed. And we said it
Oh,
in
thanks.
unison. Yeah, you did. You guys did good. Yeah. Well, the sister dance, the instrumental like Disney music before the ceremony, like when we were out there taking pictures. And when you're like walking in or down the grass, whatever, like I was genuinely crying, and then a twig hit my nose. And like Anna, Jordan, and Megan are all like, "McKenna, are you okay?" Like that thing was aimed right for you. I was like laugh crying on top of like my actual crying for Tori.
Jordan was like, I heard it.
They were walking together and so
no, it happened when we were standing in line.
Oh, really? When you were standing in line?
Yeah, when Tori,
but I
like,
was right
Tori
there.
Was walking down. Yeah, but
oh.
You had Maddie and Anna between us.
Like, oh, when you were already at the front.
Yeah, about
I
when Tori hit the fence, it hit me.
I thought it was when you and Jordan were walking to line up.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
So thankfully, most people were looking back at Tori, so we don't, yeah. I got honed in my laughter.
And me and mom walking in, mom was like, oh, McKenna's crying.
Like,
yes and no.
I heard it hit her.
That'll be a story we'll tell for generations.
And the dancing all night. That's the only wedding with a lot of dancing I've been to in my adult life. So,
yeah. That's the best part.
Yeah.
I just wish I had more of it.
People are sweating on the dance floor and then they're like, pizza. And everyone's like, yeah.
It just felt like the temperature was like perfect for
it was.
Dancing. So, like, it, yeah. Like, it could be a little chilly if you were sitting still, but if you were moving, like, it was like perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, like it wasn't even too sweaty or anything. It was just like good.
Like 72, whatever.
Like I wasn't ever like, whew, you know, like stopping from dancing. It was like perfect. Serena, any other moments that we didn't mention that you liked?
That hasn't already been mentioned. I mean, I liked your dance with Dad because it was a Taylor Swift song. And I was like,
yeah, the DJ like cut it right before the dad line though. And I was
like, oh, like when your dad comes home from work.
Yeah,
it's like oh,
but it's okay. Dad was making a weird face, so
he was.
Was it like his?
No, like the whole time he looked like this. He's
like... like he's smiling for a photo.
Like, his eyes were not open.
He could embarrass him to get hit you.
This little
girl. And smile. I can so see that face.
But it's fine, gosh. Dad. You were fine. You were great.
Yes. No one saw it except Tori. I mean, I just there was like wedding day drama and then it got handled real well. And which I thought that was like kind of like fun and exciting, like an adrenaline rush.
Oh,
because I didn't have to
you
do
weren't
anything.
Involved.
Yeah, I didn't have to do anything.
And it wasn't between people; it was external. But there wasn't like
vendor
beef between different bridesmaids or whatever.
No. But I also we'll get into that, I guess, because that's probably our least favorite part. But I also just like in the morning, like when everyone was getting ready and people were like decorating, like I was doing table flower arrangements while people were doing all the other big decorations. And it was just fun because like I was like hair fully done, but in my PJs, like walking around this venue doing stuff and like everyone was in different states of getting ready.
Yeah.
But like doing stuff. So yeah, I thought that was fun.
I like how Aria, the cutie dog, was the flower girl. And she did so good for pictures. Mm-hmm. And she behaved so well.
How did she do walking down the aisle? Because I didn't see.
She was good.
I think fine.
She was very graceful and elegant.
She wasn't pulling. She wasn't dragging Sophia down the aisle.
They were pretty close to the people in front of them, but I'm not sure how much it was them, how much it was Ari. But, and then Dad asking for AC/DC. And oh my God, the yeah. DJ playing Thunderstruck, and he's like, oh yeah, great song. And everyone's getting in the circle, and he's like, oh, they're cheering me on. I'm doing some, must be doing a great air guitar. Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea there was a drinking game. Yeah, just so you know, if you're listening, there is a drinking game for Thunderstruck where you waterfall until they say Thunderstruck again, or thunder, or whatever, and then the next person waterfalls, and it goes around a circle, and that was happening, and I think you did not notice.
Well, eventually he like looked around.
So busy air guitaring, which is fine.
Eventually he looked around and saw, and then two people took him to the side and explained it.
Oh really?
No, because Dad is in Missoula right now, so. I was talking to him about it. I was like, did you know? And he's like, no idea. Now I do. Like someone had told him, yeah, in between, or he figured it out, or I don't know. But like, yeah, that was just so funny. Like everyone was like when they were lining up in the circle, they were like, Bill, like, I can't believe you picked this song. Like you did this to us. He doesn't even have a drink. And
it was like, I guess one of the groomsmen's wives, that's like her favorite drinking game or something.
Aww.
So that's why they all like jumped right into it, I think.
Was it like Maddie running to and from the bar with Vizzies when people were running out of their drinks?
Oh, probably. Yes. Yes.
Making sure the game goes smoothly.
Someone was. It might have been Maddie.
It seemed like a very Maddie thing to do.
I think it was.
Overall, though, even with all the, like, the drama with our vendor for food and the rain and the wind, I think everything went very well. Like, everything worked out, so. Overall, it was a good day. Just too short. Too fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, in hindsight, I'm like, should we have had the ceremony, like, earlier? Like.
No, I
but
think
also, we were rushing to get ready anyway, so.
Yeah, it was perfect time-wise, because that left plenty of time for dancing, and then time for the after party.
Not plenty of time for dancing.
4 hours!
It wasn't 4 hours.
They called us out to start the reception at, like, 5:30, and we danced, and then you did first dances, and then it was toast, and then dancing till 10.
But we had to eat in there and stuff.
People were eating on the dance floor. You took your like one bite of food on the dance floor.
Well, no, you came and sat. I was being bustled.
Yeah, you came and sat down, and then you're like, I'm gonna go back dancing.
Well, that's right. It wasn't on the dance floor. I was making food for the other, heating up food for the other vegans in the bridal suite. That's right.
Aw.
When Megan came in with your food and the big thing of ranch.
Yeah. She brought like the whole container of ranch, like this big, and she's like, do you need this? I was like, you can pour some out.
But I just loved how like attentive all of your friends were too. Mm-hmm. Like everyone just was like, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? like you know, really wanted to like make you feel special. So mm-hmm. That was cool. Because there are definitely people
and they know
that
I don't speak up. So they were aware of that fact.
Yes.
And like, I didn't tell them what I wanted to eat. I think someone told them to bring me told Megan to bring the ranch, probably Maddie. She needs the ranch.
Or like, was it Rochelle who went and got you coffee? Or someone went and got you coffee?
Yeah, Rochelle got me a coffee.
Hot or iced.
And then later, Beth got me a coffee too, I think.
Yeah, but was it like, one of them standing in line and they didn't know whether to get you hot or iced, and someone in the line shouted iced.
Well, Rochelle was like, the whole line just went iced.
I still have not figured out who it was.
She said multiple people.
Yeah, that's what I iced? Can't figure out who it was. Unless like I maybe had, because I like yelled my drink order to her. Like when she was at the line. So maybe I said iced and she just didn't hear me. Mm-hmm. And so the other people heard me say iced.
Yeah.
But
still, it's so funny.
Or they just knew me. I don't know. I have no idea what I said, so. And then later I had just a shot of espresso.
Ooh, wow. I wish I had gotten a second
coffee. I think
coffee.
It was Beth who brought me that.
I only got one coffee. I'm like, so disappointed in myself.
Beth also like hand delivered our coffees to us while we were taking pictures. She brought them out. She was like, I grabbed this one. I hope it was yours. No, the coffee cart, I think a lot of people enjoyed.
That rolled.
Highly recommend an espresso cart for your wedding. Where we had it for pre-ceremony through cocktail hour. I saw a lot of people with their little coffee cups, and they could hold their little coffee cup during the ceremony if they got it before.
That's so cute. I wish it was there all day. I would have used it so much more. Like, it could have left at 5:30 still or something. But like, or like, it could have left.
I did consider like something. Maybe we should have taken everyone's like coffee order and just handed it to them when they got there, so they could just make it and have them ready for us. But I forgot to.
No.
Like, I mean, just bridal party, like not like all the guests, but just us.
I think it would have been fun if it was like there, not like first thing in the morning, because then that's like too long and he would probably just be chilling with nothing to do for a while, but like got there later in the morning and then left like right before the ceremony. Like, people could grab their coffee for the ceremony and the chill, so that way cocktail hour was like specifically like, okay, now alcohol.
Well, at least cocktail hour, with the cart being there, to put
like
up the line a little.
Like, a lot of people don't drink. So
yes,
then I
that's
figured
true. I
could
mean,
get a tea or something during cocktail hour as well.
True,
Plus it probably slowed down the line a little bit for the bartender.
Yeah.
Which I heard she was like struggling a little bit in the beginning to catch up.
Oh, the line was long. And I don't understand why, because I guess she was like hand muddling all of the drinks, which is great, but I thought there was stuff
people
there to
were
prep.
Saying like usually they would like kind of batch muddle everything so they could just kind of scoop them in, and she didn't do that, but she didn't get there early enough because I guess the company told her it was only beer and wine, which I don't know why, because we had specific emails that it was beer, wine, and signature drinks, so she didn't get there early because she didn't think she needed to.
Yeah.
But it all worked out. Everyone had drinks. She caught up eventually, and it was okay. I mean, it's going to be a line no matter what. Like, everyone rushes right to the bar, getting a cocktail hour, and there's only one bartender.
Yeah, true. And it's like...
And everyone wants the signature drink first, I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and then they'll switch to beer or whatever, but everyone wants to start with, like, the fancy cocktail.
Yeah, that's true. See if they want to keep wanting it or not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and but people were just they would have just yeah. they would have just stood around and talked anyway, so they were just standing in the line talking.
Exactly. It was fine. Plus, like, at least, you know, we did our photos and stuff first, so she had some time before, like, we were there and, or you guys were there and so.
We didn't get to do the sunglasses photo.
I know,
so disappointing.
It's okay.
My group is iconic though.
I know. But we also have recreated the exact photo because they're like lifting mom up, and I'm not about to have them do that.
Oh, well, we didn't have to do that. We could have just stood around. Like, be that.
I know. I felt really rushed doing all of our photos.
Well, like, it started raining.
After. I mean, but even still, it was just like, felt like a lot.
It does feel like a lot, but I think. It's also like trying to not waste all of your time because you want to enjoy the actual wedding. So it's like quick, quick, quick. But then that was another one of your least favorite parts that you were talking to me about, where it was like you didn't think you would have to restate what you wanted previously. And that was something that you had a problem with the person who's doing your hair, or like, or the photographer. You wrote a whole list of like specific shots you wanted the photographer to do, and the photographer did not bring the list or do everything in the list. And that's like, that's not something you should have to advocate for yourself on your wedding day. They should know that you communicated this with them. You wrote a whole list. That's their fault for not doing
so
that.
Maybe a wedding do is having a copy of that list yourself and maybe a designated person make sure you get all the shots.
I had a copy.
Tori had a copy.
Where was it?
And it was in the bridal suite. I had it. It just didn't get... I mean, part of it was that we were rushed kind of going into the ceremony, so we didn't have time to really, like, you know, organize ourselves, I think.
Yeah, trying to find anything in the bridal suite was a mess.
Oh my God.
It was
I
such a
tried so
mess.
hard to keep it like so organized.
It was very organized, but it was
And
only organized for you. Like, I think you could find things fast, but I would go in there and I'd be like, the clear bin by the door, and I'd be like, oh my God, there's
Well,
40
part of the
clear bins on.
problem was because Mother brought too much crap. And that was cluttering up our freaking space.
When Megan was like, what's like a main thing we can focus on? And you were like, no clutter. So I was literally taking all my stuff to like our little cottage and like going back and forth.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And it wasn't the bathroom because, I mean, that was an isolated area. But just like, I don't know, there kept being stuff like in my bedroom. I know we were limited on space in general. It all worked out fine, and we weren't, like, rushing around to clean up for photos or anything, but it just, like, in terms of, like, I had all this stuff, like, I was prepared for everything, but then in the moments where we needed some of these things, we just, like, couldn't get to them, or, like, it wasn't worth taking the time to get to them.
Yeah, because
like,
it
I had
would
the whole
either...
emergency kit packed full of stuff, and, like, barely any of it got used, and, like... I don't know.
Yeah, we just needed like an extra day there to get
Yeah.
organized.
Yeah. Like, I know. I wish I would have, like, asked to get there earlier on Thursday. But then at the same time, we didn't really have time to go earlier because we were doing the flowers at
We
home.
did not have any time. Like, we were go, go, go that whole day. So it was like.
Which I appreciate every person in the wedding party for helping, because it was a very DIY wedding. It was not a wedding where we all just showed up and everything got done and we just had to make sure it got done. Like, we were actually doing stuff from Thursday morning. We picked up the flowers. We prepped all the flowers ourselves. We did all the florals ourselves. I had all these crafts. You know, all the decoration was like my vision, whether it was stuff I was bringing or I was pulling from the stock of the venue. And so, like, everything happening relied on the wedding party helping out, whether that was carrying boxes around for me or moving furniture or decorating or doing florals. Like, and I was very appreciative that everyone was like not making me do it on the day, even though I would have and I was planning to. I was expecting to be more involved, which is
No.
fine. It worked out totally fine. Like, you guys
Yeah.
had it under control. But, like, you know, it was a big ask to have you guys basically like put the wedding on for me. But I did try to do a lot of work beforehand so that it was organized and very straightforward how to do it, and I think we pulled that off. So it just required a lot of effort. Like, the wedding party couldn't just show up
And
and get their hair done.
I think it helped that the wedding party knew that this was the case. Like, we all came prepared to work.
Yeah,
and even Jordan
Like,
got up early.
and that does not happen.
He showed up at like 9:30, and we're like, oh, we didn't expect
no,
him
he
to
showed up
come
before
out
that.
Yet.
He got there at like 5 minutes before nine, started making a bagel.
Yeah. And to be honest, you guys probably all could have done less.
No,
I mean,
we
you
would.
All, but I think you guys could have delegated more to some of the guys. Because
I
do feel like we were all rushing to get ready at the end, and I wish that had been avoided.
I mean,
But
I don't think we were like rushing.
It
that
wasn't
much.
too bad, but it just, I wish we had had a little more kind of like downtime together.
Yeah, to hang. Yeah, definitely.
We had that
I mean,
after. I mean, yeah, but the morning of is a big deal.
At one point, it was super windy, and we had like flower vases on tables. And Maddie and Jordan were just like, "We're just gonna hold these here." So they just stood there
Oh my
for like maybe a half an hour.
Oh my God. Like, put them on the ground or something.
Yeah, we'll put them out later.
Oh goodness!
And they were like very panicked. They were like, "We can't like leave."
And I also think, like, I feel like we started really early with decorating, which was fine, but I feel like if you had waited, if people had waited longer, Cassie could have helped more too once she was available.
Oh, I see.
But like, I mean, feel like everything was pretty much done by the time Cassie came around. Whereas we probably could have just been hanging out for a lot of that time.
I mean, we didn't know. We were like, we didn't know how long everything would take.
It was a good thing, yeah.
To do, yeah.
Yeah.
So. And for anyone who doesn't know, Cassie is like the owner of the venue.
Yeah, the venue owner coordinator. So for future reference, at your wedding, delegate.
Do.
And even delegate. Have your bridesmaids delegate.
They could have come up and asked to help.
I heard that they did.
Oh, I mean, I never experienced that.
I never did.
And so they just like sat around all morning until the benches needed to.
Yeah, they had a great day. They had a great chill morning.
They could have helped. Kevin knew about all the decor and the design.
They should have just come over.
I know.
I mean, at one point, it's like too many cooks in the kitchen, so... Like, we were just, like, making flower arrangements and arranging the tables. And that's, like, what the morning was. To me, I don't know what else was happening.
Seemed to take forever.
The flower arrangements took forever. And there were four of us doing it.
Yeah.
Well, what are some other things that you wish you had done and were glad you did?
I'm glad that I organized all the decor. I had, like, a box for each table with all the stuff that table needed. And, like, pictures of what the setup should be and, like, lists of what should be included in different kind of setups. Although the one thing that did get missed was the labels for the cake flavors did not go out.
Oh, really?
But that's, like, a very minor thing.
Well,
but
the,
I just found them in a pack, in the pack, in a box. I was like, well, these weren't you.
Well, the, like...
People figured it out.
Yeah, the medium-sized ones were labeled.
They were labeled, yeah.
It was the really small ones and the big one that was not.
I mean, the big ones I wasn't really gonna have people eat. I mean, it was fine if they did, but, like, I was kind of gonna push it to the back. But And I think most of it did get left for us, too. Yeah.
You also made a great point. You also made a great point because Tori's cake was nothing but cakes, which is a like chain cake place, and I was like, oh, you need to like save a piece of your cake and freeze it. And she was like, well, I can just go to the store and buy the same one
get a fresh one.
A year. I was like, oh, that's so smart, you're right. Yeah. Like, it's not the same cake, but it is the same cake,
especially and because honestly, so many people say they hate eating the frozen cake.
Exactly, everyone says it tastes gross. I'm so glad that I just got nothing but cakes and not paid a big number for a random wedding cake. What are you paying for? Like, the taste? Nothing but cakes taste great. They're always moist. They're consistent. They're delicious. Okay?
Oh, so moist.
So moist.
Oh, my God.
Now, we've said moist a lot, but yeah.
I'm scared they weren't cooked enough.
Like,
that's how moist they
who
were.
Who knows if another cake would be as good, even? Sure, it might be prettier, but, like... And just throw some flowers in the middle of the bundt cake thing.
Yeah.
And like decorate the table up and it will be fine.
Yeah.
And
the
they have options.
That they're on.
They even have an option. You can order a tiered bundt cake. Like, they'll put the smaller ones up on top of it. You can order that from them.
That's not so cute.
I was like, that's tacky. For not the vibe I'm going for. It's not tacky. It's cute. But not the vibe I was going for.
I was like, I want that for my birthday.
Yeah, literally. So, like, why spend all this money on freaking, like, random cake that might not even taste as good? Probably doesn't.
No, because it's old. If you're getting, like, a nice wedding cake, it's multiple days
They made
old.
It, like, yeah, they made it days ago so that they could decorate it the day before.
Yeah, and it's been in a fridge just drying out.
Yeah. I will say, though, my friend Amanda, who I went to her wedding last spring, she had it was like a flourless chocolate cake, right? Serena came with me. She's my plus one.
Because
she's vegan.
Vegan flourless.
So it was like a vegan flourless like chocolate cake. And that was probably the best cake I had at a wedding.
And it came with a chocolate covered strawberry, which I was like,
yeah.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah. I just wish I could have had more.
But again, that's a unique cake option, not traditional flower wedding cake. So
yeah.
Pro tip, just get freaking nothing but cakes. And then everyone can get the flavor they want. I got all assortment of flavors. I got the little tiny one, like cupcake size. I got the slightly bigger ones that people could share or take it home with them. And a lot of them got taken home. All of them did. I didn't have any left. I only had my.
Except the
we got a bigger cake. That was the one we cut, like a, it was like an 8-inch or something. And that's all I ended up taking home because I could easily send the few cupcakes that were left with people and the few bigger ones that were left. Sent them off. It was great. The only flavor that was left was carrot. Someone took it, but those were the last ones. So pro tip, don't buy carrot. I was like, I thought I'm the only person that doesn't like carrot cake. I was like, people seem to love carrot cake. I'll order some carrot. No, God.
I like carrot cake. I just, maybe people didn't know because they were like, that is a questionable looking cake.
It was the labeled ones though.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I mean, with a white chocolate raspberry right next to it, it's like, are you really gonna grab carrot?
Well, I mean, I would.
Well, took the lemon ones, those were gone.
You can get chocolate and vanilla flavor stuff all the time.
I'm just mad I didn't get to try each flavor.
Yeah, the white chocolate raspberry. What? You wanted to
I'm
try
just
every
mad.
Flavor?
I wanted to try every flavor.
There were a lot.
I did not get to.
And the,
I wanted to do a taste test.
And the vegan cakes from Whole Foods.
Oh.
They're good.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. Because there were three vegans in attendance.
Yeah.
So
we all got our own little cakes. I know. It was like there were two chocolates and a vanilla. And I was like, oh, but what if they both want chocolate? And I was like, wait, it's my sister's wedding. I get chocolate. I want chocolate.
I probably could have gotten all chocolate.
It's okay. Yeah, they were married, so like whatever.
Yeah. They could share. They could split both of them. Have a little of each.
Yeah.
It worked out very well. I sent Maddie to Whole Foods on Thursday morning. I was like, vegan cake, Maddie, vegan cake.
Whatever.
And I was like, if they don't have the vegan cake, get the vegan chocolate chip cookies. They're delicious. From
just
the bakery,
something.
Whole Foods. Shout out. They're better than the regular ones.
Oh,
the
wow.
Vegan ones from the bakery at Whole Foods are better than the not vegan.
Yeah. Well, now that I, whenever I do bake something, I use a banana instead of egg, just because I like baked with egg a few weeks ago and I could like taste egg. And so then I swapped a banana. And a banana just comes out moister too.
Like it's just, yeah. I did like cookie mix last year with banana. I didn't have like any other good substitute on hand. And sometimes when I bake with flax, which is usual egg substitute for vegans, it tastes eggy. Mm. And I'm like, ew. Maybe we should talk about some stuff brought up in Am I the A-Hole Weddings Edition that we did in the fall. So one thing, Tori mentioned she wanted a no kids wedding, with the exception of like Kevin's nieces, who were junior bridesmaids and walking. Aria, the flower girl, dog.
That's a dog. That is not a child.
But,
she was the most well-behaved.
No, I'm saying Scarlett and Sophia. Not so much.
Oh, yeah.
But more Scarlett. Because Scarlett was the youngest one. Do you think?
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
I ended up changing it like way back then on the site to say like 13 and up. Mm-hmm. So no kids 13 and no kids under 13. Except Scarlett, because she is close family, immediate family, essentially.
Yeah. All of her family is going to be there, so it's like she had to come.
Exactly, that too, but she's, like, actually close, you know? Everyone else would have been, like, the kids of friends that we've never met, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that we did that, because then they got to actually party. Like, most of Kevin's groomsmen, like, have kids, and so if they had their kids, they, like, would have had to make sure they get to bed, and they maybe wouldn't have been able to camp with us, and they wouldn't have, like, been as much fun at the after party or been as drunk as they were, and, like, a lot of the fun stuff probably wouldn't have happened, at least in the way it did. Kevin probably would not have been lifted in the air.
Oh my gosh, yes. That's another great moment.
You know, just things like that. Had they, you know, had their kids in tow. And it really wasn't that many people who who were affected by it. It was just a small handful. There were a few like other family members of Kevin's that would have been affected by it, but they just didn't come anyway. And it was not the kid's issue, they told us. So, because we were like, I mean, if it's a matter of you not coming at all, we'd just bring your kids. But that was not the issue. So I'm glad that we did that because it was a lot of fun. And I don't think it would have been that way had they had to bring or had they brought their kids. But 13 and up, they were fine. Most of them just kind of did their own thing and joined the dance floor when they wanted to. And that was fine. No big deal. And they enjoyed themselves. So
I think so.
Yeah.
Like Sophia and Scarlett, the junior bridesmaids or whatever. Like they hung out with us all morning and everything. They got there early and like we're hanging out.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we were trying to make them feel special and everything.
Yeah. So it was fun. Like mom did Scarlett's hair and makeup.
Oh, Scarlett got the Dyson Airwrap experience.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was like, hey.
I know. Mom brought hot rollers to use in her hair. And then she was like, I'll just do the Dyson. I'm like, okay.
I mean, what? She probably didn't practice the hot rollers. So she was probably just like, I'll just do what I know.
The other thing mentioned in that AITA episode was getting Chipotle for catering.
All right, this is the last thing.
Regretted. That's a wedding don't.
Well, I would just say, if you're going to order Chipotle, call the store a lot and confirm with the store, not with Chipotle catering customer service. Just so you are aware, this order will be coming in, blah, 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 because I don't think the store actually gets the order, like, until 24 hours out, probably. And if it's, like, a smaller store or less busy store, they might just not have the supplies or not have, like, the freezer space for the extra food. And I don't know. Where, I mean, I look at it as, like, whether you're supplying that food to 60 people in your store or 60 people at a wedding, I don't know why it matters. You could just turn people at your store away because you made a big chunk of money off a wedding. But whatever.
And we called the day before, like I did, to ask them to not include forks with the order because we had like compostable or whatever forks to use. Make sure you speak with a manager and not just someone at the store.
Yeah. Well, like, but like even the person at the store, they should have like actually pulled up the order and like added a note.
Or like called back the number and been like, we don't have that order.
Yeah. And even, like, I had called earlier in the week to make sure the payment was straightened out. And they were like, well, it doesn't process for 24 to 40 hours anyway. And I was like, okay. I don't think it was the payment, really, that was the issue. I think it was just the store could not handle it.
Yeah, because they even said day of, they couldn't handle it. No other stores within a 40
Like, the fact that, they couldn't pull together food for 60 people. Like, 60 is not that big a number.
Crazy.
They probably feed that many in an hour at their store. Like, it's not that huge. It's not like a 300-person wedding. Mm-hmm. I think that would have been relatively simple to pull together.
Yeah.
It's like a couple of trays of chicken. I don't know. But
I mean, I guess it depends on, like, what their policy is about priorities and everything. Like, is it more of a priority to keep the store open or to, like, serve this catering order?
But I mean, with the store open, they're not guaranteed they're gonna even sell that much.
Yeah, I know. This was so weird that it happened because it felt so secure.
Yeah.
And like, it seemed like the simplest part of the day.
It seemed like the easiest part.
I don't know. I think maybe just because it's a more rural area, it's a smaller store, not as busy. They don't typically get orders like this.
Yeah, and even when I was on the phone with the catering specialist and, like, mom was there, mom was like, we'll take it down to, like, 50 people, and if you can do it, like, 25 from one place, 25 from another. And, like, props to that lady at catering services who was trying to help us on that day, because we spent, like, over 20 minutes on the phone with her, and she was calling all those different locations within 45-minute drive for us.
Holy cow. Dang.
And she, and, like, trying to split up the order between places, and, like, just no one could help. with anything.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I
mean,
know.
That
It was
is
like fall.
rush. That's like rush food time is when it was happening too, which is like,
Yeah.
but I mean, it was still probably the best wedding food anyone's had.
Yeah,
what we
that
ended
is
up having anyway.
Chicken tenders.
Rochelle was like,
no one was
pizza,
complaining.
Chicken tenders, fries, get it. And
Yeah.
Mom and Rochelle were on it.
I can't believe there were chicken tenders. I didn't get to that. I went too late.
And there were like wings too.
There were only
And
wings left. I was like, oh, I'm not a wing girl.
And shout
that.
out to
I'm not a
Ryan.
wing girl.
And
for
then,
driving
like,
around for 2 hours
yes.
trying to get everything.
Poor
And missed the
Ryan. Oh, I
dances.
know.
All of cocktail hour.
Yeah.
Or cocktail hour and a half.
That poor circus. He probably felt like he was doing something so wrong. I was like, no. It's
Yeah.
not
He
you.
was very upset.
Oh. It just seemed like the easiest thing. Poor guy.
I know. And it just sucks. Everything's so spread out there. Ugh.
But anyway.
But
tell
yeah.
us.
I even, like, when I called earlier in the week, you know, everything seemed fine. And I had even asked the lady I talked to, by the way, can you modify it from 65 orders to 60? Because we had, you know, fewer people coming than we originally anticipated. And she was like, oh yeah, I'll change it on my end, blah, 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 blah. Like, I confirmed, like, you're changing it, right? Because it won't let me change it anymore. She was like, yep, I've got it. I'll change it for my, never changed it.
What the fuck are these people doing all day?
I know.
What is customer service
and like
doing?
I had weird customer service calls with them like earlier, like when I was first placing the order like months ago, like just when I was asking random questions, like when I was asking like, oh, like are your forks compostable? They're like, oh, I don't know, I think they're plastic. And I was like, oh my god. I'm like, well, the rest of your stuff is all compostable. This isn't a weird question. Like,
yeah.
Your company prides itself on the fact that it has like compostable bowls and shit. I'm asking if the forks are, and you don't know? And you can't look it up? Surely it's in your manual somewhere.
Surely you gotta be able to find that.
Oh no, I don't know. I think they're plastic. And I called twice and asked two different people. And they both said, I think they're plastic.
These are like people who are like working from home, like do not go to Chipotle or any sort of headquarters. Like I had a roommate in college who did like customer service stuff, like just from her room. I have no idea what it was for, but I was like, you're a senior in college. Like, what are you serving from your dorm room?
It's just like bizarre because like a company like that, I'm sure in the onboarding that they got had a little presentation about their like sustainability.
Oh, they must have. Oh,
and I'm
have.
Sure people call and ask questions about it. That's like a normal thing.
I would hope. Anyway.
The
but
internet
anyway,
knew better than
just
customer
like random
service.
Things. And when I was trying to figure out, you know, like delivery versus pickup, I was calling them and like some people were fine and great and answered my questions and other people seemed so clueless. I was like, why are you working for customer service?
Ay.
And like one girl I called and I was like, oh, like does this catering option come with chips? Because it had a spot where it like listed, you know, like everything that's included in it. And it didn't list chips, but there were chips in the picture. So I was like, does this come with chips or do I have to like order them extra? And she's like, yeah, it comes with chips. Like she answered me like I was dumb. I was like, oh, well, your website doesn't say that it comes with chips, just so you know.
Dang.
It doesn't list chips, so that's why I'm asking.
Don't
like,
walk me like that.
Jesus. And what kind of customer service is that?
Oh,
just be like,
horrible.
Yes, it sure does. How hard is that? But no, she's like, yeah, it does.
Maybe it was my roommate. She had the attitude.
Maybe. Who submitted the case on that day? Was it you, Serena?
No, I think it must have been the person you guys were on the phone with. I
apparently,
think she's
no, like, written.
You.
Someone wrote, this was for my wedding and I'm screwed. In, like, a case.
That sounds like Rochelle.
Or it sounds like, and that's like the little, you know, like the blurb about the case is like,
I mean,
running it out, I'm screwed.
I think
Megan said that on the phone, but it said it was a written complaint and no one wrote a complaint.
I mean, maybe because the person on the phone, did they say they were going to put something like a complaint out for you. Maybe they just took whatever
Yeah.
Megan
Oh,
said, and
yeah.
it's like,
And
okay.
so I got like the reply to that, whatever happened on the phone call. And they're like, oh, so sorry. Can you send me a receipt of this purchase? And I'm like,
What the fuck?
there's no purchase. That's the
That's the problem. I mean, send them everything you have
No, I
and
will.
that
I'm just
you.
gonna like, yeah, I'm gonna be like, well, no, I don't have proof of purchase because that's not what I'm complaining about.
They wouldn't let me buy anything.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me buy the food.
I should have just gone in and gotten like
Literally,
five bowls of chicken or five bowls of beef, five bowls of
I
whatever.
should have just walked in, but like, I need 50 bowls, please. And
And I
like,
need them now.
mom in the letter, because she called me to like help her write parts of it. She's like, I wrote that this it was my daughter's dream to have Chipotle at her wedding. And it was the first decision she made. And that's a very big deal for her.
Is that wrong? It probably was the first decision I
That's so good.
And then
That's
she
so
did
good.
put at the end too, like, I think you should give the bride and groom Chipotle for life.
I mean, yeah.
That's a thing that they do. Like,
Well,
influencers
they
get
better do
Chipotle
it.
for life cards. Yeah. Oh, at least for a year. You need free Chipotle for at least a year, which means you get like 52 free meals each.
That's
You
so
each need
dangerous.
52. No, Chipotle's healthy.
Oh, free for a year, but you just get one per week, basically.
Yeah.
How is that free for you? It should just be
Well,
unlimited.
they don't want
That's
your
what
sodium
I mean,
levels, but
yes. Oh my God. Well, that's what like Chick-fil-A, like when you camp outside of a Chick-fil-A that's opening, the first 100 people get Chick-fil-A free for the year, but really it's just you get like 52 free meals.
so for
Yeah.
Chipotle, would
That ain't
that
nothing.
would it include chips and a drink
I'm
and
sure.
guac?
Oh,
Oh,
probably
it no, you probably have to pay extra for guac, sorry.
not. Probably just the base
Good thing
bowl.
Tori doesn't like it.
Yeah, I was like, does Tori even like that? But some queso would be delicious. Although their queso kind of sucks.
But that's why I
Their
usually
chips
put
kind
the
of
queso on
suck.
my bowl instead of cheese and sour cream because it just makes it a blend up.
Which, like, cheese and sour cream combined is basically queso.
Exactly.
So they shouldn't
But it's
upcharge for
warm versus
it.
the cold sour cream and cold cheese makes the whole bowl cold. But you put queso, then it's warm.
It's okay, we're just gonna eat at Qdoba and Cafe Rio and all
Moe's.
of the Moe's.
Arboritos.
I got Moe's catering once for probably 60 people and it was fine.
Ah.
Worked great.
I've gotten
So
it
I
at
don't know
work a
what.
few times. Every time I've gone to Moe's in the last like at least 3 years, it's been bad.
It's hit a downfall for sure.
It
Well, they've
used to
changed their
be
sauces.
peak. It used to be so good.
We went every Monday.
So good. And
It's
now
so good.
well, Barbaritos is what
bad.
slaps. Too bad they've
Oh, I
closed a
only have
lot of
that like one.
locations. Tofu,
Well,
best tofu,
Atlanta,
best chip.
right?
Well, where I live, there's, and like in Western states, there's Cafe Rio. I love Cafe Rio. They have questionable tactics, but they like make their tortillas in-house and they are fantastic. But altogether, it was a great time. It was super fun. Very like casual. Like I was never worried about things not being formal or perfect or whatever. Like it was very fun. It was very DIY, but like fun DIY. Like I just got to play with flowers for 24 hours, basically.
And we pulled off, I think we pulled off not like tacky DIY too, or
Yeah.
not like super obvious like DIY. Like, I think it looked put together.
Yeah, like the book page table runners, gorgeous.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Our
So good.
matching PJs, super comfy.
Oh yeah, the matching PJs were great. We all got little gifts. It was so cute. And Tori was like, maybe I should wait to give it to everyone in the morning. And I was like, no, I want it now. No, want
It worked out better because then people could get dressed whenever.
it now.
Having liquid IV there was smart. And I didn't give
But
to you guys, but I gave everyone else like bottles of water because I was like, we're camping. I don't want anyone to be like Oh, I don't feel like going to get water. I'm already in my cabin, you know?
And it's
Yeah,
40
that's true.
degrees.
Yeah. It was probably a little cold for the outdoor campers, but everyone was good sports. Everyone was good
Really,
sports.
just the first night. The second night was a lot better. Like, it still got chilly, but it wasn't like, didn't like pass that threshold. Like, the first night was like,
Yeah.
ooh.
And like a
Sorry.
lot of people were also drunk, so they probably just went to sleep, you
Yeah.
know?
Not as big a deal that night.
Yeah.
Well, that second
But
night, Ryan also went to get like a heating pad at Target during the day. So we were comfy.
oh well, all together. Great time. Very
Yeah.
fun. Let's do it again. Round two. In 5 years. 5 years. That's reasonable.
In fact,
We'll do it again.
like a whole wedding, we can
We
all
don't
go
have
to
to.
Enchanted
We
Oak
can.
Camp.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just like the bridal party.
Yeah.
Yeah, can go. That
Well, hopefully, well, we can
would
just go somewhere else and do
be
it like every year, every other year.
And we'll get Chipotle for dinner. And nothing
Oh
but
my
food.
God, no.
Or we could
We'll get pizza for dinner.
just hang out in like Disney World or whatever. But reunite everyone.
Yeah. And maybe like there'll be babies in tow for some people.
Oh, no babies allowed. That rule still stands.
Well, thank you for listening to our wedding recap episode. Hopefully you have some guidance now if you're looking for some do's or don'ts. And yeah, we'll catch you next time. Yeah,
Yay!
next time will be our 50th episode. Ooh.
Right.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Thanks for listening to this week's Long Distance Sisters. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes and leave a good review.
And check out the video version on our YouTube channel.
You can find all of our other social media information in the description.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.